Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
This new school year is going to be a strange one, but where there's challenges, there's always opportunities. And with our kids learning, it'll be interesting to see what our kids get differently when they're doing a lot of virtual education versus actually being in school. And we're talking with Dana Utzinger. She's a second grade teacher in the Las Vegas area. How are you today, Dana?
I'm excited and happy. I have a lot to be thankful for.
It's interesting because with our kids being online all day with school, you think about your screen time afterwards. You know, kids, they want to play something on the Xbox. They pull up their tablet. They've got Roblox and different games like that. Or they're watching movies and TV shows they've been streaming through on Netflix and Disney Plus. What do you suggest as a teacher when it comes to screen time and how we should think through that?
You know, allow them some downtime. If their downtime after school is playing a game online, then, you know, so be it. We are in a different time. We're in a different historical moment, if you will, in our history. But try to just do something outside the box, maybe a little house project, chores. I have my son stop every hour or so and like, okay, feed the birds and check on the animals and do this and do that. And he does.
It's interesting how the social interaction over this last season has been a lot of times online with our kids or on social media because they're chatting with their friends there or they're actually talking through the Xbox or the PS4 and they're not going outside because it's been 110 and you've been supposed to stay inside and they don't want to wear masks and go ride bikes and play football. It's such a weird season.
I want to speak to that because I struggle with that with my son, being a single mom and trying to go to grad school and all this stuff on my plate. We inherited two pets this summer, a German Shepherd and a bearded dragon. So our plate is full and going to grad school and working full time, I can't always control and entertain my son, no matter how old he is. So I had to let go a lot of, okay, well, when I was a kid, we stayed outside till it was dark, right? Till the lights came on. It's a different time. Yes, they do socialize that way. My son's always telling me, oh, I'm talking with cousins. I'm talking with friends. Okay. I mean, he even got me an account on Fortnite, and I'm the coolest mom for K, so I can learn how to interact with him because this is their generation. This is what they're doing.
We're all trying to make sense of this new school year, and we're talking with Dana Utzinger today at SWS Radio, and she's a second grade teacher. Dana, is you're plotting out your plans for your students, and a lot of the learning this year is going to be online. We don't know how long that's all going to be, but as parents who are just trying to figure this out, okay, I've got to have a strategy, I've got to have a plan, what tips do you have for parents to get organized for this online learning season?
First of all, start your back-to-school morning routine like you normally would do. Pretend like it's school. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but get dressed, brush your teeth, have your breakfast. It might even be fun to step out by the front door, have them turn around, get in line, open the door and say, welcome to room or home, whatever your street address is. I don't know. Welcome to your classroom at home. Make it like it really is school. They have to line up, come in, take their seats. And then at the end of the day, you know, in the day you normally would, when you would go pick them up from school, same thing, you know, give them a snack, ask them how their day was, you know, take them exit through the front door and then come back in. As I was meeting with some parents this week, another suggestion I made was throughout the day, I know you have three or four kids at your house and you can't be with them at every single moment. That's okay. They have to learn how to advocate and be independent. But I call it a walkabout when you just kind of walk about, check on them, tap their shoulders. Are you focused, you know, and then make your rounds again throughout the day. Definitely have a dedicated space for online learning. If you use a dining room table to eat there three times a day, that might not be the best place to, you know, set up because you'd have to set it down, take it down every day. So find a nice quiet spot where they can work. I have a small house, so I'm still figuring it out myself too. Post your daily schedule somewhere, make it kid friendly. Also post your usernames and IDs and all that stuff like on the refrigerator, like laminate it or put it in a Ziploc baggie and put it on the refrigerator so that way you can find your passwords, be on time to your virtual meetings, even 5 minutes early if you can, and have their supplies in the easy place for them to reach so they don't always have to get up. And it's okay if they wiggle.
Yeah, find some creative chairs, bring some pillows in the room, give them an opportunity to kind of make their space and decorate it up. Kind of like we do with our offices at work, right?
Right. And you don't have to go crazy. I know it costs money, but you can be creative and think outside the box. There's lots of different ways to do it. But the most important thing is that they're comfortable. You don't want to give them a neck ache or a back ache.
We're talking about this strange back-to-school season, and our schedules are going to be weird. Our motivation's going to be weird. We're juggling a lot as working parents. We're actually talking with Dana Utzinger today at SWS Radio. She's a second-grade teacher. And Dana, what do you think is the best way to keep our kids motivated with online learning?
Stay positive and show excitement. It's going to rub off on your kid. And just remember, we don't all learn the same way. We don't all parent the same way. There's a podcast that you guys had on Focus on the Family about body smarts. And this applies to parents too. I literally love the whole idea, discover the strengths of yourself and your child, celebrate the kids. Word smart, logic smart, picture smart, music, body, nature, people, self smart. And I think this is an opportunity for us to motivate yourself to say, hey, I didn't really do well in school when I was a kid, but you have to find out what is your learning style? What is your child's learning style? So think of this as an opportunity to have a do-over for school. Another way to stay motivated is get them a few new outfits, even if it's PJs. We are asking kids to dress appropriately because this is the new way of learning. Dress professionally, you know. Even if you have pajamas bottoms, fine, but at least your top is not pajamas. We want them to get in that frame of mind of we're in school. Just like as adults, when we have online meetings, virtual meetings, or we go into work, we need to dress appropriately, whether it's at home or we actually go in person. That way they can feel like it's a normal school year. Oh, I get a new back-to-school outfit. That's always fun. So I would definitely get them new outfits. Just stay motivated. Stay positive no matter how hard it gets. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Let your kids struggle. That's how they learn. The growth is in the struggle.
You know, it's interesting, too, when you think about the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset, too, because there's a lot of us as parents, we didn't really like school. And then we look at this online learning thing and we go, oh, this is going to be a stressful. This is going to be a whole new learning curve. This is going to be weird. But it might be a new opportunity, especially for our kids who did struggle in the traditional school setting. We might find that some of our kids really excel in different ways where they're so tech savvy and they think differently and they can touch and click and point and work with screens and talk to people differently in online chat because that's the world they're in. It might actually be a good opportunity for some of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen to that. Every time you guys talk about that, how it's a new opportunity, what keeps popping in my head is the word innovate. It's a word our principal shared with us. And then when I think of innovate, I think of Walt Disney and Disneyland and the innovations building right next to the Autopia, if you've been to Disneyland. And I hear stories time and time again of people who invented stuff and it was a struggle. It was hard, but then it became very successful. Does that make sense? Like, you know, and that's where we're at in our world today. Like we can look at this pandemic and go, oh, this is horrible. This sucks. You know, or we can change our mind frame and think, and change it to a growth mindset and a creative mindset and say, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? You know, we might have the next Bill Gates come out of this thing or something, you know, the next Walt Disney come out of all this.
As parents, this whole school year is challenging us to rethink everything. We want to have a growth mindset versus just have a fixed mindset on the way things were. Look for opportunities to be creative. Look for opportunities to innovate. Look for opportunities to speak life to our kids and have a fun attitude that can rub off on them. We're actually talking to Dana Utzinger. She's a second grade teacher in our area. Dana, as a teacher, what do you wish all parents really understood about online learning?
How's that saying go? We're all in the same storm, but we're in a different boat. We are, as teachers, we're stressing and trying to learn this whole new way of teaching students. But what we want our parents to understand is that we are trying our best and that we love your students as if they were our own. Even if we can't be there in person to give them hugs or high fives, we love them. Teachers have this special thing about them, I believe, that God has given them to just love their students the moment they meet them. It's just a teacher thing. I can't explain it. So we treat your children and we love them as our own. We understand the struggles. A lot of we're parents too. We're moms. We're dads. So please reach out to your teachers. Ask any questions you might have, any concerns. We want to do the best we can for you. Also know what type of student you have. You know yourself and know your student. Use this time to give yourself a second chance if you were not successful in school as a child. And don't be afraid to ask for help. The other part I want to encourage parents to understand is that we know that a lot of you work during the day and you can't be home with your kids. And so you might not be able to do the online program that is set up for your students. There are ways around that. It's fixable. There's always a way around it. So don't stress. Just be in the moment and know God works all things out, right? Nothing is impossible. So I've been praying for those parents who have to work and they can't be with their kid. I know of parents who have to leave their kids at home and they have to go to work. And okay, I guess I'll just be doing it when I get home. That's okay. It will work. Trust me. We have plans. We have ideas. It's going to work. So don't stress. And if anything, at least read to your child. Cereal boxes, menus, signs on the road, you know, for the littles. Take one day at a time, one moment at a time. And we're all in this together.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.